It is time for us to take a look at sports, and we have a bunch of news, actually, to talk about. Of course, the big news of the Major League Baseball signings, one of the big stories was the signing of Carlos Correa to San Francisco, and then that contract was never finalized due to San Francisco concerned about possible injuries to one of Correa's legs. Another big story popped up. The New York Mets had signed him to a long-term contract. And that has been sitting in limbo. And now the situation continues to develop. A new report that the Mets were trying to restructure the contract amid medical concerns, issues surrounding his physical health, of course, ruined the contract with San Francisco. And now the Mets have similar concerns. It's all related to the status of his surgically repaired right leg, according to The Athletic. The two parties think that it will not ultimately be a deal breaker, but one of the options has been presented as a restructured contract. The Mets could add specific language to the agreement that makes accommodations for potential games Correa could miss during his leg issue. However, a report from the New York Post now says that Correa would push back against any restricting or alteration of his agreements to play with the Mets. All right, so that's where that story stands. Today is December 28th. What happened on this day in sports history on December 28th, 1958? Well, the Colts beat the New York Football Giants for the NFL title. The game is commonly referred to as the greatest game ever played. It really wasn't. It was probably the most exciting game ever played. But it elevated pro football to a status that has yet to relinquish. Sudden death, 23-17, at Yankee Stadium, December 28th, 1958. Like I said, it may be called the greatest game, but it wasn't the greatest game playing-wise. It just happened to be one of the greatest finishes playing-wise. Johnny Unitas. I can still remember seeing the pictures of the Giants losing. Even though I was only 6 years old, I was a Giant fan at that time. And that's when I really started following the Giants. Way back then. Now, there's a lot of controversy going on with the Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. People saying that he shouldn't have been played. He should have been on off-playing status, concussion protocols. The NFL's chief medical examiner said that nothing that showed up would have triggered the concussion protocol. And meanwhile, Aaron Rodgers thinks the Dolphins should consider shutting him down for the rest of the season. We'll see. Remember the start of the year for Cincinnati? People worrying about it. And Joe Burrow, the quarterback, saying, relax, take it easy. Well, he was right. Relax, take it easy. And the Bengals now once again have shown themselves to be one of the better teams in the NFL. And he has rewarded his offensive line with an amazing Christmas gift. Last year, Burrow gave his line diamond-crusted Casio G-Shock watches. That was last year. All right? That wasn't too bad. This year, what did he do? He purchased a cruise for each member of the line, according to the Cincinnati Inquirer. The lineman will also have the option of bringing a plus one along for the trip on Burrow's dime. Not too bad. Not too shabby at all. All right, we'll move on to sports of other sorts. Of course, no NFL football, as we are waiting for the next week of football games to start. And it starts tomorrow night with the Cowboys taking on the Titans at 8:15, Thursday Night Football. Big game for the Giants on Sunday. They win, they're in the playoffs. Sunday at 1 against the Colts at Giants Stadium. Another big game, the Panthers at the Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 for the lead in that division. Locally, the Jets take on the Seahawks at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Those are the only local games I see. I don't see the Patriots here. Oh, yeah, the Patriots are taking on the Dolphins on Sunday at 1 o'clock. All right, moving forward in sports, and that means taking a look at the NBA final scores from yesterday that involved local teams. We'll start off with the Celtics. They downed the Rockets 126-102. The Knicks, this can't be right. Says the Knicks lost to the Mavericks 38-39. That can't be. No. 126-121. The Knicks lost to the Mavericks. Those are the only local teams in action yesterday in the NBA. National Hockey League, they got back to work yesterday. Taking a look at scores, see if we had any of our local teams in action yesterday. And really, you should have, because they haven't played in quite a while. The Capitals blanked the Rangers 4-0. The Senators over the Bruins 3-2. Islanders over the Penguins 5-1. That's the only action from the National Hockey League. Taking a look at no top 25 NCAA college basketball action yesterday. Were there any bowl games yesterday? Yes, there were. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Wisconsin bombed Oklahoma State 24-17. The Birmingham Bowl. East Carolina down Coastal 53-29. In the First Responder Bowl, Memphis defeated Utah State 38-10. In the Camellia Bowl, Buffalo over Georgia Southern 23-21 yesterday. So that is a look at all the sports that we have for you this morning here on The Breakfast Club.